Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, August 16, 2021, and our subject is An Honorable Life. The reading is in 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. And it says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. Jabez's mother bore him with much pain. She gave him the name Jabez, which meant dry, hard, barren, with no moisture. He will cause pain and become the head of a family of the tribe of Judah. He was noted for his honorable character. In 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10, Jabez sought God, and that brought him a life that worked. It was said about him that he was more honorable than his brothers. How? He was more learned and more pious and a great praying man than his brothers, with a great character. Jabez acknowledged God in all his ways and sought God for his prosperity and his protection from evil. God granted him that which he requested. God prospered him, God succeeded all his endeavors, and God gave him victory over his enemies. Because of his godliness, his life with God worked. The life that works becomes an honorable life. How? When we hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, when we observe his word, when we follow his commandments, and when we walk in his ways, then our life will work with God, and his blessings will overtake us. In Deuteronomy 28, we call it the chapter of blessings. It says, you will be blessed downtown. You will be blessed on your job. You will be blessed in all your endeavors. Your children will be blessed. Your income will be blessed, your food will be abundant, your coming in and going out shall also be blessed. Those who are against you shall be beaten by the Lord and flee from your face. Your storehouses will prosper and succeed. Your lot that you were given will be blessed by God. You will be respected by all. All your efforts will bring plenty of good. God will open his good treasure from heaven to give to you. God will bless all the work of your hands. You will have plenty to give and not needy to borrow. You will flow over and be on top, not on the bottom. You will be above and not below your circumstances. If thou wilt hearken and observe, and do all that I have commanded you to do, then your life with God will be a life that works, an obedient life, a prayerful life, a faithful life, an honoring life, a glorifying life, a sacrificial life, and a surrendered life. Jabez's prayer in 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10 was, bless me, enlarge my coast, keep your hand with me, and keep me from evil. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez learned the ways of God, and he was a prayerful and faithful man. Only entirely devoted Christians are entirely happy Christians. If your Christianity does not work where you are, it will not work anywhere. There are too many Christians hunting for the things that are in Christ. A holy life has a voice. It speaks when the tongue is silent and is either a constant attraction or a constant reproof. God has the best things for the few who dare to stand the test. He also has his second choice for those who will not have his best. What's the lesson here? How did Jabez move from a dried and a barren life to a fruitful life? He knew where the source of an honorable life exists. He was God-seeking. He did not chart his future, but sought God's hand in it. He sought God's blessing, not self-blessing. He was prayerful and faithful. He changed his lot from barren to fruitful. He became the head of the family when he was at the bottom. The town of Jabez was called after him in 1 Chronicles 2:55. He was noted for his honorable character. Caring about our character is our utmost joy on earth. Character is like the foundation to a house. It is below the surface. You cannot dream yourself into a changed character. You must let the Lord hammer and forge yourself into one. Youth and beauty fade, but the character endures forever. Dear ones, character is our internal system, and it is a long, lifelong process. And remember that character is not a gift, but it is an achievement, and it is what you are in the dark, but it shows itself in the light. And remember that hardship creates character. That is why we do not make our character in a crisis, but we exhibit it in a crisis. We can borrow brains, but we cannot borrow character. And a blessed fact is that the strength of a church lies in the character of its leaders and of its members. Amen.